This is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca. U.S. President Donald Trump's former longtime personal attorney Michael Cohen resumes his testimony Wednesday before the Congressional House Intelligence Committee, one of several committees in the Democrat-led House that this week launched fresh investigations of the Trump administration. President Trump said it's all about the 2020 campaign.
It's a disgrace to our country. I'm not surprised that it's happening. Basically, they've started the campaign.
President Trump won't be facing Hillary Clinton in his re-election. She told New York's TV station she will not seek the Democratic Party nomination.
I'm not running, but I'm going to keep working and speaking and standing up for what I believe.
A long list of Democratic challengers has already announced that they are seeking the Democratic Party presidential nomination to oppose President Trump, including five women in Congress. Officials in Afghanistan say militants set off a suicide blast on Wednesday morning and stormed a construction company near the airport in Jalalabad, killing at least 16 people. A spokesman for the governor in eastern Nangarhar province said nine other people were wounded. No one immediately claimed responsibility for the attack. Authorities in the southern U.S. state of Alabama are still looking for several people after massive tornadoes moved across the state on Sunday, killing at least 23 people, including young children. President Trump says the federal government will help Alabama with disaster relief. He'll be visiting the area on Friday. Human Rights Watch says in a new report that hundreds of children as young as 14 have been arrested, tortured, and imprisoned by Iraqi and Kurdish authorities for their alleged ties to Islamic State. Human Rights Watch said it interviewed a number of teenage boys who were jailed because they were suspected of cooperating with the terrorists. A Human Rights Watch official told VOA that the Kurdish government has promised to launch a commission to look into the child arrests and tortures, but says they never followed through with their promise. This is VOA News. Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet called on the Saudi Arabia on Wednesday to release women activists allegedly tortured in detention after authorities accused them of harming the country's interests.
Today, allow me to voice my concern at the apparently arbitrary arrest and detention and alleged ill treatment or torture of several women human rights defenders in Saudi Arabia. The persecution of peaceful activists will clearly contradict the spirit of the country's proclaimed new reforms. So we urge that these women be released.
Saudi Arabia's public prosecutor is preparing the trials of detainees identified by watchdog groups as women's rights activists. London's counterterrorism police are still trying to track down who mailed three small bombs to two airports and a major rail station on Tuesday. British security analyst Graham Wettone says the investigators from Ireland are looking into the origin of the explosives packages because they have stamps from Dublin.
They look fairly unsophisticated at the moment. Counterterror command will be investigating this. And I think they've said already, they're keeping an open mind on this. The fact they've got, I think, Dublin stamps or Dublin-originated postage stamps on them is one minor leap.
One of the devices caused a small fire in an office building at Heathrow Airport. A spokesman for South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he is proposing to begin a joint project with China to use artificial rain to clean the air in Seoul, where an increase in pollution has caused alarm. Seoul has been struggling to tackle the rise in air pollution that experts have linked to China's massive industrial activity and emission from South Korean cars. Students across Europe are staging protests for climate change by getting the attention of policymakers. We get more on the story from Marcos Mayergian.
Every Friday, tens of thousands of teenagers leave classrooms in Belgium, Germany, France, Australia, and other nations. Their dramatic message, why go to school if there is no future to live for? The movement started back in summer of 2018 with just one girl, then 15-year-old activist Greta Thunberg from Sweden. She refused to go to school on Fridays and instead sat in front of the Swedish parliament with a sign that read, "School Strike for Climate." The movement has been concentrated in Europe, but local groups are emerging elsewhere. Activists hope to spread the message in the United States on March 15th. That's when many groups have declared an International Strike Day, a move that may create even more controversy. Marcos Mayergian for VOA News, Washington.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. And former Nissan chairman Carlos Ghosn has been released from prison after posting a nearly $9 million bail. I'm Joe Palca, and this is VOA News.